Welcome to Head Games Radio, live from the FBR Open, the most popular golf tournament in the world. We're at the Protégé Sports tent. Protégé Sports is the first global internet sports coaching company. If you go to protégésportsinc.com, you'll see it's an amazing new online teaching tool that links the user directly with professional players and coaches to improve their game in whatever sport. And our dream is that people can connect with the coaching wisdom of somebody that is destined for the Hall of Fame, like Dick Vermeil. How are you, Dick?
I'm doing fine, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. You know, I just think it's so important for people to get to be exposed to your insight into performance, not only on the field but off. That's the nature of this show. But obviously, it's Super Bowl week. What's it like for you, Dick, being away from it, knowing how everybody is infected with this addiction called football? But for you, of course, you are the master. You are so committed for hundreds of hours every single week. How difficult is it for you right now? Is it nice to have the break?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't feel any desires to go back, and I don't feel envious of two teams playing the Super Bowl. I've been there, done it, experienced it, and it's nice that other people are getting the same opportunity.
Now let's think about those two people that are having the opportunity, because if there is someone that's held in high respect in terms of their coaching tree, it's you, Tony Dungy, Lovie Smith. An obvious question. Tell me about how you compare these two people, Tony Dungy and Lovie. Both share a certain serenity about them, Dick.
Well, I know Tony. I don't know Lovie Smith. I just know of him. But I know Tony Dungy, known him for a long time, and I think it's time that he wins one. I'm pulling for him to win it. And, he's more than paid his dues, and I just think he's the kind of guy you'd like to see walk out of there with a world championship trophy.
When we come back, Dick, let's talk about how you changed your approach from the first to the second. We talked with Tom Flores on Monday's show about that. And, of course, the famous story of John Matuszak making sure that he was out on Bourbon Street to make sure everybody else was in. When we come back with Dick Vermeil on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122 in just 1 minute.